Dave Casey is back again with the Willie Mullins team, and we welcome him up to our vantage point. Hi to you, Dave.
How are you going? Yeah, good for him. Yeah, good order.
Fantastic. Looking forward to tomorrow, a big race unfolding with Wicklow Brave. How has the horse done it all in the last 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah, the horse has been well. He's in very good order. He looks great. His work has been good. I've been happy with his work. Obviously, the draw could have been a bit kinder to us, but listen, we play the cards we're dealt.
Yep.
And that's what we have, and that's what we'll deal with. And he seems in good form. It's a tough race, but listen, hopefully he'll run a good race.
Is he going to be suited by a good, genuine pace? Sir Isaac Newton, who you'd know from back home in Europe, he's probably going to take up the lead, and he goes, or has the tendency of going pretty fierce.
Yeah, he's a free-going sort. I think that would suit us. Coming from the draw that we are, I think the stronger the pace, probably the better.
Yep.
Got Joe Moreira is going to ride him. You know, he's ridden more winners than I've had hot dinners. So he'll ride the race as it unfolds. But, I think a strong pace definitely would suit him because he's a good travelling horse, but he gets the trip well as well. So,
talking to our international reporter down here, Leo Slink, in the last couple of weeks, it's Willie Mullins' interval training. He loves doing it with his horses. Dave, just explain to our listeners the process each morning, say with a horse like Wicklow Brave.
Yeah, we do the same thing every day. It's here is just trying to replicate what we do at home.
Yep.
We go for a couple of canters. We do a nice warm-up, a bit of trotting and a bit of hacking. And then we do 2 canters on the poly track. At home, we'd probably go about 7 furlongs to a mile, but our gallop at home is very deep, very heavy.
Yep.
Whereas here is a bit quicker, so we just go a little bit further here.
Yep. Okay.
And just 2 nice canters
and
a little break in between.
On the course proper, on the grass track, the racetrack, it's sort of going in the Melbourne direction, but you don't mind switching it around when you go onto the poly track.
No, yeah, we switch it at home as well. Rather than going the one direction all the time and using the same muscles, we like to get them to use all their muscles.
Yep.
You know, so that's the reason behind that.
He's got form around Red Cardinal, who's been sort of spoken about in the Melbourne Cup. I mean, do you think Caulfield is a track that is going to suit him tomorrow, the way, you know, you've seen the races?
Yeah, it shouldn't be a problem for me. He's won around all sorts of tracks at home. He's very versatile track-wise and ground-wise. You know, he's definitely got the ability to run a big race. You know, he's got top-class form over hurdles and on the flat. You know, he's a group one winner on both. So if things fall right for him, I can see him running a big race.
The other two that are up the other end, and we appreciate you rushing back here to do this interview with us after being out. We know about Max Dynamite. Tell us a little bit about Thomas Hobson.
Thomas Hobson is a very good horse. We brought him out of John Gosling's to go jumping, which we normally do. We buy horses that have good flat form that... Yep. If they don't make it to the very top over hurdles, can go back running on the flat. And Thomas was one of those. He was a very high-class horse over hurdles, but didn't make it to the very top.
Yep.
So this year, we decided to go back with a flat campaign. We campaigned him for Ascot. He won very well in Ascot the first day. We ran him again the second day in the week, and he finished second. He ran well, but he's been very consistent since. He's a horse that does stay. When we got him, everybody told us that he wanted soft ground and he wanted a wet track.
Mm.
And we campaigned him that way over hurdles. But we found recently, since we run him back on the flat, that actually a drier track suits him. He won very well in Ascot. He was second to a good 3-year-old last time out in Doncaster, giving him, I think, £13. You know, he's come in good form. He's had a very good campaign. He's a very fit horse out here.
Yeah, and as you say, he'll be strong at the 2 mile, won't he?
Yeah, you know, to say it was 2 mile, 2 furlongs last time out.
Yeah.
And he wasn't stopping, and he's won over 2.5 in Ascot, you know, but dropping back and trip to 2 miles once won't be a problem for him either, but he definitely won't be stopping.
Max Dynamite, I think Willie was sort of toing and froing whether to send the horse this year, I think, just reading text messages that I was getting back, but it's certainly off that last win he said, yep, let's go.
Yeah, he had obviously a brilliant run here 2 years ago, and he came back last year, and he ran in the Ascot Gold Cup and got injured. He got a little niggle, and it just kept him off the track, so he's hadn't had the campaign like he's had 2 years ago. He's only had 2 runs back. He needed his run badly the first time out in a very competitive handicap hurdle. And we gave him a confidence booster in Killarney. He won very well, but he's shown the right signs, and I've been delighted with him since he came here. I rode him work myself yesterday morning on the grass here, and you know, it was like as if he hadn't left. He was the exact same horse he had been 2 years ago, you know, so I'm delighted with him. He's a little bit of fitness we need to work on, but we've got 2.5 weeks to do that. Wouldn't have had the busy campaign that Thomas has had this year.
Yep.
So Thomas would be that little bit fitter at the moment, but we're working on that with Max, and we're very hopeful. The feel that he gave me yesterday, I'd be very happy with him.
Well, he's learned, I guess, in recent years, just sort of what horse you do need to win. I'm looking at the Melbourne Cup with these two, and I guess tomorrow's horse will hopefully make it as well. But he knows what's required now in horse flesh with the way that we race here.
Yeah, exactly. You think, like, every time you come back, you're learning something new, you know, and that's what you try and do. You try and learn every day you go out. We were learning something new the whole time. Hopefully, one of the days we'll get it right. We've come close a couple of times, but hopefully we'll get it right one of the days. But, you know, listen, it's just brilliant to be part of the Spring Carnival. Yeah. And if we keep learning and keep going, then maybe one day it'll work for us.
Yeah, let's hope so. So just in summary, on the Caulfield Cup tomorrow, Wicklow Brave's in a good spot. He just needs a good ride from Joe from that draw.
Yeah, as I say, I don't think he'd luck from Joe, but the draw could have been kinder, but I could see him running a good race.
Hey, mate, the tradition when you come up here is to give you I've handed them out because I didn't think you were coming, and I've handed everyone else too, but Dave, you're the last, mate. You've got one. I'll have to give you an extra one the next time we're prior to the Melbourne Cup. But enjoy those.
Cheers, thanks very much. I'll be looking after my figure, thanks.
No, you're looking all right, mate. You're looking a lot better than me being a rider of horses. But, mate, we thank you because, listeners, he's had the comeback from a vantage point, which is at the top of the straight, and rush up here. And we thank you, Dave, for doing that, mate.
No bother.
Passing on.
Always a pleasure.
No, good on you. Thanks,
Cheers,
Dave.
Thank
good
you.
Luck tomorrow. Dave Casey joining us from the Willie Mullins team.